Welcome to the Friday, February 28th episode of Briefings with Butts, our 25th episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. You know, I say February 28th, the last day of February. This week has felt like May. It's been a wonderful week in the MSD of Wayne Township. The weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Let's go ahead and jump in. We'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Bria King Barrett, who is a Title I reading interventionist at Rhodes Elementary School. Congratulations, Bria. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. In addition to the weather, it has been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. We'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks to everyone who made the Wayne Winter Games, Giant Health Fair, Blood Drive, and Giant Mile a tremendous success this past weekend. We had record attendance for the event, and special appreciation goes out to the Wayne Township Education Foundation, the generous sponsors, our staff, our competitors, and the volunteers who made it all possible. The weather was perfect for the event. It was great to be in the gymnasium. It was great to have our competition in the MPA, and we look forward to seeing everyone again next year. This past Monday, we welcomed some very talented artists to the Education Center for the annual Superintendent Arts Competition. Congratulations to this year's elementary winner, Violetta Sandoval, and she's a second grader at Bridgeport Elementary School. Our secondary winner, Sienna Phelps, who is an eighth grader at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center. Also, the school board enjoyed a wonderful visit to Stoutfield Elementary this past Thursday, just yesterday, and as we reach the last day of February today, and Black History Month, we will continue honoring and learning from Black history, which is American history, throughout the year. Well, I mentioned our two winners from the Superintendent's Art Competition. This is actually started in 2011, and we have our two winning art teachers for both of those students with us today. Haley Huggins, who is an 8th grade visual arts teacher at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center, and Katie McKinney, art teacher at Bridgeport Elementary School. Welcome, Haley and Katie.
Hi, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
We know you both are busy, and so just to be transparent for our guests, we know that you are calling in today, probably from your classrooms or from wherever you are at currently, presently, and we just want to thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk to us about this amazing competition. Katie, I want to start with you. You've been an art teacher for how long in the MSD of Wayne Township?
This is my 21st year at Bridgeport.
21st year. Wow. And Violetta was your first winner for the Superintendent's Art Competition. Talk a little bit about the process that you go through with your second graders to help them to really appreciate art.
So do you want to know specifically about in general about art or this?
Yeah, let's just talk in general. You know, so, and I mentioned this at the art competition, I'm not a very good artist. I never had an art teacher that really inspired me. I could tell by Violetta's reaction that you have inspired her. You've helped her to feel like she's an artist. How do you do that with your students just on a day-to-day basis?
Okay. I like to introduce the kids at this age to a variety of materials. So I kind of view the elementary art, those are the years to experiment and experience, like, chalk pastels and oil pastels and tempera cakes and tempera paint and watercolor paint, just so they get to experience and try different mediums. And that way they can kind of discover what they like and maybe what they don't like. And by the time they get to middle school or high school, then they can further develop what their interests are because they've been exposed to all of those different materials.
Yeah. So Katie, follow up on that one. How do you come up with all of these ideas, all the different projects for students to work on? I know 21 years is a long time to have experiences and have some things in your repertoire, but how do you come up with so many things for your students to work on?
Technology is amazing. Facebook group of, you know, different of elementary art teachers from around the world. I'm very friends with several of the elementary art teachers within our district, and so we share ideas. You know, Pinterest is still very popular to find ideas. And so not that I necessarily use an exact idea of somebody else. What I'll usually do is I'll see something, I'll be inspired by it, and I'll tweak it my own. Like, I'll be like, oh, I enjoy how they did this. I could really incorporate, you know, this artist with it. And so that's kind of what a lot of, I think, art teachers do, is we get inspired by something and then we kind of modify it to make it our own.
That's amazing. So Haley, we talked about Katie, talked a little bit about her elementary students. Then they come to the 7th and 8th grade center. So talk about how you take those students who have had their experiences at our elementary schools and continue to develop them into artists.
Well, I have not been in Wayne that long. That's amazing and impressive. this is my second year over at Chapel Hill. So I've had 1 year with 7th graders, 1 year with 8th graders. At the secondary level, at the middle school level, we kind of keep going with exposing them to a variety of mediums, but we do have kind of like a timeline of specific projects we like to do that give them the opportunity to, you know, draw something, paint something, make something three-dimensional, and then move on and get ready for high school.
You mentioned that you were 7th grade last year, 8th grade this year, so you've had Sienna for both years.
Yes, actually. So I've had, she started 7th grade late, started at Chapel Hill late, mm-hmm. but she has been with me 7th and 8th grade. She's a student that I could see her talent in 7th grade, and she's just really stuck with it and obviously is a very impressive artist. She blows me away with the things that she makes, and I'm very proud of her.
Even more impressive is most of our winners have been high school level as we go through the year since 2011. And so for an eighth grader to be selected as the winner for the art competition was really special. So looking forward to seeing some amazing things from Sienna in the future. Katie, want to talk to you a little, because you've been through the Superintendent's Art Competition every year that we've had it. How do you pick a one piece of art from all of the students that you see, 700 or so students that you see on an annual basis? How do you pick that one piece of art to submit?
Oh, I wish I had a really good answer for this, but truthfully, this is an Arts Alive year, so I've just been pulling projects aside so that when May comes, we have a nice variety of projects on display. And then truthfully, for this project, Violetta finished her work in class early, and so she had some downtime, and I asked her if she wanted to experiment with me, and so we kind of sat at a table, and I showed her how to do some blending with chalk pastels, and she picked up on it right away, and I'm like, let's kind of build on this. And so it kind of started off just as a experiment again of a new material, and we grew from there, and before I knew it, we had like a little talkie just watching her develop this project as it just kind of rose. Okay, well, let's try doing this and this. And as a second grader, that's super impressive that she was so brave and fearless on trying new things, because that's what's so great about little kids is that they don't have that fear of making a mistake or doing something wrong. So honestly, it was just probably, I chose this one because it was just such an enjoyable interaction. And I can't say that it was one-on-one because we did have, you know, other kids were part in watching it and everything, mm-hmm. but it was not a class lesson. It was more of a just, hey, we have some extra time, let's play around. And it turned into what it turned into.
Which is a beautiful piece of art. It's already hanging up with all of the other winners. I saw it this afternoon as we got those two pieces of art on display. Haley, I want to ask you a little bit about Sienna's piece of art. She mentioned that she found a picture of a model, drew that picture of a model. What engagement did you have with her through that process?
So this was actually a project that she worked on mostly outside of the classroom.
Okay.
This was not a project specific or anything that we did in here. At middle school, we do our portrait lesson in seventh grade. So when she had an interest in this competition last semester, when I had her as a student, she was like, well, can I, you know, kind of want to try some things. Can I work on something at home and then bring it in for you? And I was like, well, yeah, sure. And we were to pick our artwork for the superintendent competition. We were going to do a kind of like a voting process like we did last year.
Uh-huh.
And so I had made the announcement to students to let them know, like, we're getting ready to, you know, anyone that wants to submit that would have an interest in this. We can pull projects that they've done in class, or if somebody wanted to, you know, do something on their own, make something in class. And then when she brought it in, I think everybody was kind of like, oh my gosh, like it was kind of like, I went up to our, we have a new seventh grade art teacher this year, and I took it up to her, and she had been pulling, you know, artwork from seventh graders so we could get it all together to get the school to vote. And she was like, oh my gosh, no, like, this is it. This has to be it. So I just keep cheering her on. I mean, I feel like with this, she did it. She challenged herself, and ran with it. And yeah. I just kept cheering her on along the way.
Well, you can tell she's very dedicated, very motivated, and loves what she does when she is working on her artwork. Last question for both of you. I'll start with you, Haley. Why do you believe art education is important? We always talk about how we are working on well-rounded students who are trying to give as many experiences as possible. But I know you're biased, but why do you believe art education is important for our students?
I feel like art education is important for a whole lot of reasons. We know that when we are able to tap into our creative side, it definitely helps with problem-solving skills and being able to think through things and thinking outside of the box. So there's that, I feel like, as an obvious answer. But I also feel like art, just in general, the arts department, not just visual arts, but art is an area that people can really open their eyes with. And I feel like when we can open our eyes, we can open our minds, and then we have this better understanding for all different kinds of things. I feel like art is just the thing that allows people to express themselves. We have the, I like to say, luxury of not having to be so, not rigid, but like, we don't have to be, you know, our kids aren't taking tests all the time.
No state assessment for art.
We have that flexibility to kind of work with kids and help them grow in areas that maybe they didn't know that they could grow in. And then when you see them get excited about something that they never realized that they could maybe do before, then that's kind of that winning moment. That's like, okay, this is why art is so cool and art is so important. And, you know, just kind of seeing that like reward back, or that, you know, students being proud of their own, proud of what they do, proud of what they make. I think all of it is important in growing our next generation.
Yeah. Katie, same question. So as we think about elementary art, or as we think about the elementary experience and all the things that students are going through, and now some of the pressures with second and third grade reading tests and all of those benchmarks, why is art important for our elementary students?
I would say the most important thing is just tapping into the different types of intelligences. You know, some kids are more gifted in different areas, and so tapping into those kids who are art smart, who are the creative learners, who maybe think a little bit more visually than, you know, auditory. Those kids maybe who struggle academically, they're going to find more successes in the arts. And then those who maybe aren't as comfortable with the arts, maybe they're going to be exposed to it, and they're going to find that they can tap into some of their creativity that they kind of, you know, kept tied in to themselves. So I just think art education gives kids a chance to express themselves, whether it's through art, through music, through theater and drama. It just gives them another avenue to explore interests, maybe who they are, what they're interested in, beyond just a general education classroom. And I just think it's important that we give kids every opportunity to feel success, because we know that when kids are feeling confident in their abilities, they're more receptive to, you know, opening up themselves to other possibilities.
I love that so much. With that, we are short on time, and I want to thank both Katie McKinney, the art teacher at Bridgeport Elementary School, Haley Huggins, art teacher at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. Both had winning student art pieces in the Superintendent's Art Competition. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, coming up tonight, the very special performance of Annie by McClellan Elementary School students, with a cameo appearance by somebody who looks a little bit like me, 6 p.m. at Ben Davis High School. Good luck to our Ben Davis boys basketball team in tonight's away game at Arsenal Tech. And now accepting nominations for the MSD of Wayne Township Memorial Wall. Those are due on March the 21st. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we our way. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.